Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Curious Conversations with Ms. Handy. I'm so pleased to begin a new pattern of inquiry that involves an up-close and personal conversation with special guests around the globe who actively use human systems dynamics to transform the patterns in their world. That new pattern of inquiry begins with our special guest right now. I'm delighted to introduce you to Ella Firebrace. Ella is currently working in a new role. She's only been in for 2 months as an innovation manager in Norfolk in the UK. She's in a beautiful rural county with lots of challenges. Her role is to support different departments in the local authorities to think differently about how they do things, support population outcomes, support the residents, and look to make life better. You can learn more about Ella by reading her bio in our show notes. Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Ella.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm really excited about our conversation. And the first thing I would like to ask you is, what led you to HSD? And what, if anything, were you looking for at that time?
I'm going to start a little bit further back, because I think that my journey to HSD started a while ago. I used to work as a project manager in social change programs. And what I was finding was that didn't matter how many times I produced a beautiful Gantt chart and spreadsheet, how many budgets I planned, how many outcomes I sort of wanted to measure, something small would come my way and it would knock my plans completely out of kilter. It could be something as simple as a team member going off sick. It could be something from the news that has had an impact on my projects. And what I found after that was I just worked harder to kind of make my project plans even more, you know, beautiful. I try and rearrange them and rearrange them. And I lost sight of kind of the bigger picture, because the job was becoming full of spreadsheets and what have you. And so I started to look elsewhere, and it's where I wanted to kind of look at, start to explore different ideas around navigating complexity. And through kind of an exploration into ideas around complexity, that I found a whole new language that really helped me describe what I was experiencing in the, not only sort of in the inadequacies of traditional project management activities, but also in the larger sense of the work, the kind of knotty challenges that we're all facing as a society, and how we can even begin to approach that. So that's how I really came to kind of ideas around navigating complexity. A few people had told me about HSD and I got curious. So I went onto the website, and the thing that really stood out to me on the website was this sort of quote around the difference that makes a difference. So that really drew me into HSD. And at the point at which I started the HSD course, I was also in a big transition moment in my life. So I was wanting to make some big decisions that I felt were quite big. So I was, I wanted to move out of London. I was living in London, and I wanted to leave my job, a job that I was very committed to, and explore something new. And I wanted to take 6 months out of work to just reflect, to think, to find something different, to learn. And HSD was pretty much the start of my 6 months off, actually. And it was a great way to kind of anchor me to some methods, and some of the methods and models that helped me ask the questions I wanted to ask and be brave and be bold around thinking a little bit more outside the box as to what I wanted to do next. So that's how I arrived at HSD.
So what have you learned now that you've touched HSD, and how are you actually using it, maybe in a way that you haven't already described?
I've found the HSD models and methods really useful. I think that's the first thing that I learned. They can be applied across scales at an individual level, at a team level, at a societal level. But there's that zooming into the detail and kind of zooming out to the big picture that I think is really important to sort of keep in mind when we make decisions, because we're never making decisions or asking questions in a vacuum. You know, there's people involved, there's a whole environment and context that's involved. I really liked that it's not, they're not approaches that you have to make a big song and dance about, a big planned workshop space if you don't want to. They're just, you know, I like kind of absorbing it into my daily life in, you know, in the in-breath. So the kind of the okay, what do I want to do about this particular thing that's coming at me? And I'm just need to take a moment and be like, okay, you know, what's going on here and what does it mean and what do I want to do next? As part of that adaption action cycle, and I really like this this way that you can use it very flexibly as a personal inquiry, personal transformation, as well as something that you can work with other people in a more collaborative sense, and to sort of shed a light on the different angles and the different kind of perspectives of the different challenges that we may either face individually or collectively. So I really love that operating at different scales. I think what I've found from HSD, I've learned in many ways that it's given me an enormous sense of comfort, I think. And I know that that sounds strange to say, but there's two sides of that. It's almost for me like you're able to access an inner resource within yourself when you're feeling stuck or frustrated, that you can just apply some, you know, you can start asking some questions that might, you know, bring you insights into something that can kind of get you, you know, as Glenda would say, get you unstuck. The way that I use it, what I actually found myself doing much more of was that kind of inner questioning. You know, somebody's asked me something that I, you know, I don't really know how to respond to, or, you know, something's frustrating me. What does that mean? So it's sort of in that day to day, like, how am I going to plan for my next meeting? What do I want to see in my projects? You know, it's been much more on a kind of like an everyday kind of like, an everyday inquiry, really. So, you know, using tools like same and different, or CDE, container difference exchange. I think that's, you know, I've just used it very much in my kind of, I've tried to absorb it into a way of thinking.
So as you think about what advice that you would like to give to people in the HSD community and people outside of it in the whole world of human beings who haven't yet experienced HSD, what would you want them to know about it?
I think I would like people to know that HSD is about asking questions, and what you can do about that is really break the script of your life. You know, if you're finding yourself doing the same things day in, day out, you're not questioning those, it's an opportunity for you to ask questions that you might not normally ask, to be a bit creative, to do things you might not normally do, and see how they might surprise you. And you know, I think that HSD has led me to a place that I hadn't really expected. I'm in a new role in a new organization, and I hadn't really expected that. But it involves some quite big changes for me. There's moving to a very rural area out of a very, very urban London environment, and you know, a new job and all of that kind of stuff. So I think that there's something about trying to shake things up by asking why you do things the way that you do them, and can you do things differently? I think that's really important. In terms of using HSD and some of the methods, I would say just go for it. There's loads of methods on the website, and I found that it doesn't really matter what methods you're using. So, you know, one of the simple ones, I think it's really simple, is listing out things that you think are the same about something and things that you think are different about something. It doesn't really matter which method you use, you can use that one. Scribble some things down, just kind of like pick a knotty challenge that you're grappling with. Choose a method, doesn't matter which one, just work with it and just see what happens. You have no idea what insights you might uncover. I think, you know, there's something about just going with the flow and following your intuition, and what I found is that you wind up unraveling more and more questions and kind of going into these interesting spaces. And I find that all part of the work, like part of our, you know, our exploration. So I would really encourage that. It's that form of questioning for me removes a sense of fear, it removes some anxiety or avoidance around an issue or any kind of judgment, because they're just questions and you just have to do it with yourself. You don't have to do it with other people, which I think is also kind of nice. It's something that, you know, you're playing around with and you're having fun with. So that's another aspect. And then finally, one of the things that I've been doing is, you know, I'm not someone who does a lot of journaling, but when going through the HSD course, I did decide to just jot down some of my thoughts and some of the adaptive action exercises. And what I liked about it was you could read back the kind of things that you know, insights that you came to, and notice some of the patterns of that, some of the patterns of your own thinking, and that can also reveal an awful lot. So, I think that there's something wonderful about questioning yourself and kind of, you know, like I said, you know, why are you coming to those ideas? And, you know, so that's something I think that would be worth knowing about. And somebody once said to me, you know, how do we hold a sense of the breadth of the challenges that we face as a society? And I work very much in kind of the innovation space that looks at societal challenges, and how do we hold a sense of the breadth of the challenges that we face whilst also holding on to a sense of wonder and hope for our futures as well. And I think HSD really speaks to this to some extent. It's just about being curious, and in that art of asking questions, we find a way forward. We find a path. We find the next thing to do. And I think that's all we can really ever hope for. And HSD is a great guide. It's a great guide to help you on your way.
Well, that has been some really rich advice that I'm going to take as well. And I appreciate you talking about how fun it is to explore HSD. And I want to say thank you for joining us and sharing your journey in, through, and with HSD.
Thanks very much.
And my pleasure.
I'm so grateful that you've joined us for our new pattern of curious conversations with Miss Handy. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll talk to another one of our special guests from around the globe about their unique HSD, What, So What, and Now What experience. Until then, continue using adaptive action to discover all of the patterns and possibilities that exist in your world.
Thank you.